Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, find out how Baltimore is feeling this morning as the Ravens come up short against the Lions. We'll get immediate reaction from Tim Barbalace on 105.7 The Fan in Charm City. Chelsea, I just learned this during the break. It's a very exciting day there in Hendersonville because it's picture day for young Blake. And how are you going to keep her from picking out what she wants to wear today?
There's going to be some hard bargaining going on in her house. Because, like, she loves neon. She loves rainbow. She likes, like, the most obnoxious clothes you can imagine. Like, do you ever see kids with, like, obnoxious, like, cartoon characters on their shirt? And you're like, what an ugly outfit. That's what kids love. So, like, I'm going to have to, like, bribe her with, like, a toy or a treat or something. Because she will not be wearing that type of outfit just for one day.
Do you think you're going to get some blowback here, some pushback? I mean,
yes.
I would imagine this is going to be a journey for you this morning.
I mean, it's a journey every morning. She's not a morning person.
Okay.
So, like, even getting her out of bed, like, there's a lot of things I have to do. It's like, come on, little princess. And then it, like, elevates to, you need to get out of bed now. Do you want me to take away all your toys? So, like...
No, that's how I like to get out of bed. I like someone to say, come on, little princess. And I'm like, okay, let's go. No, oh, it's such a nice way to
it
wake
doesn't
up.
Work, though.
No, it never works.
It doesn't
though.
Work.
It's like... Well, how are Ravens fans feeling as they're waking up this morning after last night's loss to the Lions? Let's find out. Bring in Tim Barbalace, our good friend, the co-host of Inside Access on 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. Tim, so let me just ask you, what's your initial reaction? You've been able to sleep on it a little bit. The Lions come in, they get the win. How you feeling?
It's definitely jarring. You do not see what the Lions did last night to the Ravens much at all, especially in primetime, because Lamar Jackson's record in primetime, John Harbaugh's record in home primetime games, it was 22-3 yesterday, heading into yesterday. Lamar Jackson, he only had two losses against an NFC team. But I think the most shocking thing was the Lions were just flat out the more physical team. They whooped the Ravens' butt yesterday, and the rushing yards allowed, them going for well over 200 rushing yards. It was the third most rushing yards allowed in Ravens franchise history, 224 yards. And even though the game finished just an 8-point win for the Lions, it really felt a lot more. It felt like a lot more than that.
I think it's really tough for people to recognize or, you know, look at this offense and say somebody is stopping Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. But it feels like in the red zone, like, I don't know what happens. Like, can you put words to it? Like, what happens to this offense? Like, I understand they still scored 30 points, and that is something. But, like, the weapons that you have on this offense, I still feel like there's some disappointment.
Yeah, for sure. And look, this was a really, really good red zone offense last year. They were first in the NFL, and last night they were two for four in red zone situations. And of course, they had that fourth down situation where Lamar ended up fumbling. But I think someone that they really miss in those situations, those short yardage, is their fullback, Pat Ricard, who he's been out well over a month now going back to training camp with a calf injury. And I think just having that kind of unicorn 300-pound basically extra offensive lineman. But look, something's off with Derrick Henry. I think you have to say that now, where last week you went against a really good Browns defense, and you can just ask the Packers about that from Sunday. But three straight games with a fumble for Derrick Henry is shocking. I think he had three fumbles all of last year, and it's hard to say that something like that isn't in his head. And two of those three fumbles against the Bills week one and last night coming in critical spots in the fourth quarter. So that's definitely a situation to monitor.
We're talking with Tim Barbalace, co-host of Inside Access on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. So, Tim, when you look at the two losses for the Ravens thus far, it's against the Bills, it's against the Lions. These are two very good teams, and certainly, you know, if two or three different plays go in a different direction, maybe we're talking about the Ravens being 3-0. Is that the right way to spin this, or do you have deeper concerns?
I think I definitely have deeper concerns, yeah, to be honest. Look, offensively, they're putting up points. They've scored 111 points, and they're the first team, and that's the highest scoring output for a team with a losing record through the first three games of the season. But it's defensively, Jenks, where it's rough, man. Yeah. I remember coming on with you guys prior to the season where it felt like it would be different this year. Year two under Zach Orr, they added a lot in the secondary, and it just hasn't happened for this group. And to make matters worse, Nnamdi Matabike, he was out yesterday with a neck injury, and I know he's probably not the biggest household name outside of Baltimore, but a really, really good defensive tackle who got paid a ton of money, $100 million contract, but there's fears with that neck injury that this could be a very long-term injury. And if he's out for a while, the pass rush takes a serious hit. You combine that with the fact that Kyle Van Noy, who led them in sacks last year, he's going to be out multiple weeks due to a hamstring injury. They got no pass rush last night. They got no pass rush on Josh Allen. They were able to get after Joe Flacco, but you know that he can't move at this stage of his career. I think the pass rush is a serious concern, and now you add to the fact that if opposing teams can run the football on the Ravens, it's shocking, because that's always a hallmark of this Ravens defense is stopping the run, and that's why what happened yesterday was just so surprising. They were the best run defense in football last year.
Yeah, so
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Next week, another big game on deck. And I understand a lot of people are down on the Chiefs this year, but the Ravens go on the road to Arrowhead. What's the confidence level in that game?
It's hard to be super confident, to be honest, Chelsea, just because, like, this Ravens team, they've struggled against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. They've only beaten Mahomes once. They have not won in Arrowhead. I know that it is a very vulnerable Chiefs team, and I know that this is not the high-powered offense, and they haven't been able to run the football at all this year, but it's hard to be uber confident given the history, given the fact that they're on this short week and they're beat up defensively. I think this offense is going to continue to score because that's all they have done these first 3 weeks, but it really is amazing. You know, go back a few weeks, and if I would have told you, yeah, following week four, one of the Chiefs or the Ravens will start the season 1-3, I would have said you're crazy.
Tim, just as a football observer, how impressed were you with the Lions? Because, of course, going into the season, it was they're going to miss Ben Johnson, they're going to miss Ben Johnson, but they certainly didn't look that way last night.
Super impressive, and I kept saying in the lead up into that game where I think we were going to learn a lot about these two football teams because they kind of mirrored each other in how they started the season. Lions had a really disappointing loss against the Packers week one. Ravens had the fourth quarter collapse against the Bills. Then the Packers whooped up on the Bears. Ravens whooped up on the Browns. So you're still at the early stages of the season where you're still trying to figure out all of these football teams. And it really is a week-to-week league where last week, you know, everyone's Packers, they're a serious Super Bowl contender. They lay an egg in Cleveland. And the Detroit almost seemed like an afterthought in that division. But then they have one of the more impressive wins of the weekend, talking about the Lions winning in Baltimore. I think this Lions team absolutely is legit. I was super impressed with their defense. They got after Lamar Jackson last night. I was seeing, what was it, Pro Football Focus, 30 pressures. That's hard to comprehend, 30 pressures against Lamar and the 7 sacks. That tied the most amount of sacks Lamar's been in a game. And that offense is loaded, man. They got weapons. Obviously, both those running backs are studs. Amon-Ra, he had a huge game last night as well. And Goff's a rock-steady quarterback. So it's hard to not come out of that game super impressed with the Lions.
I will say this. At least the Lions, you won't meet them until the Super Bowl, if that happens. How do you think the Ravens still stack up in the AFC? Because I will say this. The Bills are the favorite, and clearly the Ravens can go toe-to-toe with them. The Bills have some defensive concerns of their own. Is this still a Ravens team that can win the AFC?
What the Ravens have in their favor right now is this. I'm not impressed with the AFC North at all. I think the Steelers are bleh. You know, they have a very easy stretch in their schedule right now, and then it picks up later on. That offense is a mess. That defense still leaves a lot to be desired. Of course, Joe Burrow's out for the next 3 months, and they got destroyed against the Vikings. I still think the Ravens are absolutely the favorite to win that division for sure. In terms of the conference, and you know what, it does seem wide open at this point. You mentioned it, the Bills, they just went toe-to-toe with them in week one. I think the biggest concern with this Ravens team, and it's the same exact thing that we were talking about last year through the first 10 games, they got to figure out a way to patch these holes on this defense. And if Nnamdi Matabike is out for a really extended time, maybe the year, does this necessitate Eric DaCosta taking a huge swing at the trade deadline? I know we're still a ways away from that, but do they take a huge swing at the deadline to bring in a D lineman, a pass rusher, something to put them over the top? If they can right the ship with this defense, absolutely. They can go as far, as far as they want to go, because this offense is absolutely legit, but this defense, they need to be better, and they need to force more turnovers. That was a huge goal of theirs throughout the offseason. They talked about it ad nauseum, and they forced two turnovers against the Browns, but against the Bills and the Lions, zero.
Tim, before we let you go, which team has surprised you for better or for worse after 3 weeks?
I think you got to be impressed with the Colts, right? I remember filling in on a BetMGM show during training camp, and we were previewing the Colts. And looking at their roster, it's a pretty good roster, but it was all going to depend on the quarterback play, right? And at that time, you didn't know if Anthony Richardson would start, Daniel Jones starting now, and they've been really, really good. And with the Texans starting 0-3 in that division, where the Colts are 3-0, they're firmly in the driver's seat right now, early on in September. And Daniel Jones has been playing really well. Jonathan Taylor is off to a fantastic start to the year. I think the Colts have been really impressive.
You can check him out as co-host of Inside Access on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Also does work here on the BetMGM Network as well. It is our good friend Tim Barbalays. Tim, we always appreciate the time and insight. Thank you.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
Well, it's good to hear from someone like right there in the heart of it, you know, waking up right there, covering the Ravens fans. And I sort of understand that frustration. I feel like things aren't as bad as maybe they seem if you're a fan of Baltimore, but you're just kind of tired of seeing this.
I think it's just tough because you have such high expectations and you see the talent level on that team, especially on the offense. And you say to yourself, this is a team that should be contending for a Super Bowl every single year. So it's just tough when the expectations are that high. And granted, like, we're in September right now, and they have played some really good teams. So I don't think all hope is lost. It's just, we have seen this script before where Ravens fans get their hopes up only to lose in these big-time games. So at some point, maybe you think that trend changes.
Yeah.
But again, it has to be really frustrating.
It's interesting, too, because I don't think any major changes are going to be made, because John Harbaugh is still a very good head coach, but there's, whatever it is, there seems to be something missing in the dynamic to help a very talented team kind of take it to the next level. You know, Andy Reid dealt with this forever in Philly, and it's not the same because John Harbaugh has already won a Super Bowl, but it was like, you can only get to a certain point and you can't break through. And I feel like after winning a Super Bowl, sort of John Harbaugh has fallen back to that kind of narrative.
Well, and also it's a zero-sum game. And, like, most of the time they're, like, ending their season at the hands of the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Chiefs are a dynasty. So it's just one of those things where you look at all these great quarterbacks and, like, somebody's the odd man out. Like, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, none of them have a Super Bowl.
That's true. Coming up next on the show, back to the diamond we go on this Tuesday, since we don't have any football tonight. But which teams, which plays are getting our cash? That is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Got our best bets. Got the Dogster ready to go. We're coming back on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
Coming up, Jenks and Chelsea.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.